The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
Kevin Johnson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and a bit like the weather, I've got to say. I don't know why I keep comparing the movement of the stock market to the weather these days. It seems to be an ongoing trend of mine about this time of the day. But, yeah, well, today was just one of those days. It's actually a day for round numbers, or matching numbers, I should say, because the market's down 77 and it finished at 5,755.
Okay, there you go. We've had a few Fridays, haven't we, Kevin?
Oh, I call it the Friday frights. You know, and people say, what's rolling their eyes in their car going, what's Johnson talking about now? Well, it's true. It just goes down on Fridays. Friday the 30th of June, down 91. 7th of July, down 53. 14th of July, just to prove me wrong, up 29. Next Friday, down 34. Today, down 77. They're not just down a little bit, are they? Really get stuck into it. And it's just buyers just being pussies, you know, not wanting to be involved with the market.
Cashing in for the weekend.
Whatever it is, it's just a bit weird. So anyway, well, I sensed it was happening first thing this morning. So the sell orders I did have on my book, I went very hard very early this morning. So got them all out of the way early, and they're all very happy with their reporting now, those clients, I've got to tell you. So that was the story there. You know, as we like to do on this program, talk about the stocks that are up. Well, Fortescue's up 18 cents to 542. That's all we've got to say today on that.
Well, there you go. I'll tell you what you will be happy about. The Aussie dollar is no longer above 80 cents to the US.
Yeah, that did bother me yesterday. I couldn't believe it, actually. It just goes to show you can never predict currency movements. And frankly, people, if you're going away overseas and you haven't bought your foreign currency yet, you've still got a little bit of hope. It's 79.8, so it's still pretty high. If you're buying euros, they're $1.46.5. And you're buying sterling, it's down below $1.64 now. So overseas currencies are cheap with this really strong Aussie dollar. When you look around the economy, you sometimes wonder why that is the case. But it is, and we're not here to talk about that, of course. But we are excited next week about Diggers and Dealers.
Yeah, the big events.
Yeah, the big event. There's lots of companies presenting. One of the guys just put in front of me the list of those that are presenting. And boy, oh boy, there's a big number of companies presenting there. If there's not 60, I'll give up. A lot of them there. I believe we've got 15 Argonauts up there. They tell me at least double that in terms of clients. They're coming from London, Canada, US, Melbourne, Sydney. So be lots of information. I think they just go there to drink beer. You won't catch me there. But and all the companies have all got their quarterly reports out. Last of them due out on Monday. That's when it all starts. So everyone will know what's going on out there as well. So it's interesting. But there'll be some good stories that come out. There's some companies that do save up a bit of information. I reckon Northern Star might be the one that, not necessarily saying they're saving it up, but I reckon they're the ones that will come out with a presentation that people will just sit there and rub their chin and go, gee, that's a good story. I think that's probably my pick of the bunch for next week.
And for those listening to us this afternoon, Kevin, who don't know what Northern Star deal in, what is it?
Gold, mate. Gold, 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 as Norman May used to say. And it's steady today. It's $1,260 an ounce. In US dollar terms, in Aussie dollar terms, it's 1580. It's still not high, but yes, Northern Star is our biggest gold producer actually in this state at the moment. So, and it's a great operation and pays dividends and everything else like that. So, all in all, I'm going to leave you now. You can go and listen to the footy people and enjoy your weekend. And we'll look forward to next week, and we'll have lots of news for you next week.
Very good, Kevin. You enjoy your weekend. Thank you.
Well done, mate. Thank you.